Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
This is an observation. Takes about 4 to 5 seconds. One cannot preach or teach the Christian message concerning Jesus without lying. To preach, teach the Christian message concerning Jesus without lying is an impossibility. Why is that so? It is so because the Christian message concerning Jesus is built on nothing but lies. Therefore, to preach, teach the Christian message concerning Jesus is to preach or teach lies. If not for the lies, there would be no Christian message concerning Jesus. Things that are seen and things that are not seen. Time is about 3 minutes, 15 seconds. The Gentiles deceive those they deem to be stupid, foolish, and inferior. Consider this. A, you have the law of Moses. B, the last commandment in the Old Testament says, remember ye the law of Moses. And you turn the page, as it were, and you enter into the New Testament. In the first 4 books of the New Testament, you see a character breaking the law you have been told to remember. 2, still in those first 4 books of the New Testament, you see the character being caught and brought to trial for breaking certain points of the law you have been told to remember. 3, you see that the character has broken one or more points of the law which demand the death penalty. 4, you see that they tell you in the story, we know that this man, Jesus, is a sinner. 5, you see in each of those first four books that the character is found guilty and sentenced to death for his own sins as the law required. 6, you see that the character's body is laid temporarily in a nearby sepulcher because of the approaching Sabbath day. Those 6 things. This is looking at the things that are seen. This is walking by sight. Those things you see, those 6 things, they are seeable, and you do see them. But these things you do not see. Let's call this number 7. You do not see the character Jesus being buried. You do not see a burial. 8, you do not see the character being raised from the dead. Why not? Because it is said, if the dead rise not, then Christ is not risen. The dead do not rise. There's been no resurrection of the dead. 9, you do not see the character being raised again. 10, you do not see the character being raised again the third day. And 11, you do not see the character being, you do not see the character rising again the third day, according to the scriptures. Remember the statement made earlier that the Gentiles deceived those they deemed to be stupid, foolish, inferior? I have given you evidence of things that are seen, and I have given to you in the 11 things, things which are not seen. The things which are seen are things seen in the gospel, that is, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. At the scene, those things are seen at the scene of the gospel. The things that are not seen do not appear in the gospel. They do not appear in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, the gospel concerning Jesus. Can black people hear and understand the truth? This is about 7 minutes and 7 seconds. Listen to me. Question: where did black people get or hear the idea that Jesus died for our sins? I know that the statement is in 1 Corinthians, but just hear my reasoning. They did not get it from the Bible. The law of Moses is given, remember. It's easy to understand the commandment, remember ye the law of Moses. If one has forgotten the law of Moses, it is easy to retrieve and refamiliarize oneself with, and then enter into the New Testament. And as you read the gospel, you begin to see the things I pointed out that are seen, and you do not see the things that are not seen. So where did black people get the idea that Jesus died for our sins? Can black people read? Can they hear and understand the truth? Question. Well, let's move on. I am aware that at one point in our history, most black people could not read. But for many years now, millions and millions of black people have been able to read. How can you study the Old Testament and the first four books of the New Testament and reach the conclusion that Jesus died for our sins? If one can read and understand, it's just not possible. So where did black people get the idea that Jesus died for our sins? They did not get it from the Old Testament, neither did they get it from the gospel. Question. So from whence did they get it? Answer. You know the answer to the question. Black people got the idea Jesus died for our sins from the Gentiles. So black people have trusted the word of their former slaveholders over themselves and their own ability to read and understand simple things, things that are given. Where are the black educators? Where are the black scholars? The AVB is a law book. Where are the black lawyers? Where are they? Maybe they are somewhere in a fool's paradise, sucking up and rejoicing in the lies given to them by those who hate them. Remember the statement, the Gentiles deceive those they deem to be stupid, foolish, inferior? They, the Gentiles, have admitted in the Bible. So we preached, so ye believe. Yes, they say, we preach Jesus died for our sins, and you, the black people, believed it. You believed the lie, despite the fact that you have the Bible, which says, no, he did not. You have the gospel, which says, no, he did not. So again, the question surfaces, can black people read? But this question arises as well. Can black people hear and be obedient to the truth of the word of God coming from the Lord God, Tommy Hart? I teach the truth. I show the truth. And what are black people doing as a result of hearing my word? I say to you, what are they doing? So black people believe Jesus died for our sins simply because that is what they have been told by the Gentiles, and not because of what they have learned to be the case in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Black people cannot blame anyone else at this time. They cannot blame the character Paul. If they know the law and have read the gospel, then they should know that when Paul said Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that Paul lied. He lied because the true reason for Jesus' conviction and execution is shown in a dramatic way in the gospel. And when they read on and see Paul saying Jesus was buried, right away they should know that Paul is lying again. Paul is doing that which he does best. He is telling lies. Observation here. What comes to light is black people are not attentive to the things that are in the Bible. They are not attentive at all. They still believe they have received the truth from the slaveholders, or so they act like it. They behave as though they cannot read for themselves. When I have shown over and over again that the Gentiles have lied to people, the Gentiles have given black people a vain faith. Now, confession of faith with clarification, about 7 minutes, 10 minutes. I have pointed out 6 things which are seen in the gospel, the revelation of Jesus, and 5 things which are not seen in the gospel. They are not seen at the gospel scene of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And 6 plus 5, those 11 things show precisely what is meant by a certain statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. But first, I want to go to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, which says, we walk by faith, not by sight. But what does that mean? What is the significance of we walk by faith and not by sight? We walk by faith and not by sight is a confession. Paul confessed a fault, a sin, that of walking by faith and not by sight. its significance, or clarification, that is given in 2 Corinthians 4:18. It says, we look not at the things which are seen or do appear, but at the things which are not seen or do not appear. Seen where and appear, do not appear where? Seen at the gospel source. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the things which are not seen, they are not seen at the source of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This statement, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, is a clarification of the first statement. We walk by faith, not by sight. So then, to walk by faith and not by sight is to disregard the things that are seen and to regard the things that are not seen. The Gentiles knowingly and deliberately disregard the things that are seen, and they knowingly and deliberately regard the things that are not seen. The Gentiles in their walk of faith know well what they are doing, whereas the black people professing the same have no knowledge of what they are doing. That is not good at all. Let me add this, that just because the Gentiles have knowledge of what they are doing, that does not make it right. It does not mean what they are doing is right, acceptable, or honest. What it does mean is this. The Gentiles are aware of what they are doing. They are not deceived in that which they do. They are not without knowledge. And they, the Gentiles, do not tell the black people what they, the Gentiles, are doing. Again, the servant knows not what his master doeth. John 15:15. The black people are deceived. So then, to walk by faith and not by sight has been a long-held secret, a mystery of the Gentiles, which I am making known to you, the people, this day. Question: what are the things which are seen? Answer: remember those six things I articulated earlier? One, in the gospel, Jesus is seen breaking the law. Two, you see Jesus being caught and brought to trial for his own sin. Three, you see Jesus has broken one or more points of the law, which call for the death penalty. Four, you see that they, the authors, tell you in the story that this man, Jesus, is a sinner. Five, you see that the character Jesus is found guilty and sentenced to death for his own sins, as the law required. And six, you see that the character Jesus is not buried, but his body is temporarily placed in a nearby sepulcher because of the approaching Sabbath day. Things that are seen, things that you see, actually see at the gospel scene of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that smoking gun. Okay? Now, those six things are examples of things that are seen. Seen where? In the gospel or at the scene of the gospel? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Here's another thing that is seen at the scene of the gospel: the fact that Jesus is unrighteous. And another thing, the fact that Jesus is a lawbreaker. And another one is the knowledge that Jesus took the name of his God in vain. And another thing that is seen, Jesus worked on the Sabbath day. I could go on, but those things are sufficient for you to understand the concept of things that are seen. We look, Paul said, we look not at the things that are seen, at the gospel scene. Things that are seen in the smoking gun, which is the gospel of Jesus, as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the smoking gun. The next question is, what are things which are not seen? Answer, the things not seen are things not seen in the smoking gun called the gospel, that content making up the body of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Things not seen are the things not seen at the source of the gospel. Remember the 11 lies attributed to the character Saul, whose name was changed to Paul? Those 11 lies I have already pointed out, and they are sufficient examples for you to understand the concept of things not seen. In this case, things not seen in the gospel are at the gospel scene. Let me read the things that are not seen at the gospel scene. 1 Corinthians 15, starting with verse 4, and that he, Jesus, was buried, not seen at the gospel, and that he rose, not seen at the gospel. Let me just continue then, since I've started. And that he rose, not seen at the gospel, and that he rose again the third day, not seen at the gospel, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, not seen at the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, listen to these, he was seen statements. Now remember this. If there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. There is no resurrection of the dead. When the last time you heard the dead were resurrected? There is no resurrection of the dead. And with that being the case, no resurrection of the dead, then the author goes on and says, then Christ is not risen. Okay, that's the logic that you must remember is given in the book, in this chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. So the timing is going to be a little bit longer because I'm bringing in things that I had not planned. And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Who made up the 12? I thought Judas went and hanged himself. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. These all are things not seen at the gospel scene, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me. Things not seen at the gospel scene. Okay? The 11 lines. Let me get back to my script. Okay? We have these. We walk by faith, not by sight. The statement is a confession. The statement is the confession of a fault, a sin. And the clarification of the confession that we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The clarification is a part of the confession. We can read the confession as in this manner. We walk by faith, not by sight. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. The things which are seen, remember, I've given examples of them. Okay, remember the six things, the things which are seen. And now these 11 things, which are not seen. Reading on, we have these things. We have the confession, the clarification of the confession. We know that the latter, the clarification, is that of the former. It clarifies the statement, we walk by faith, not by sight. Question, is there yet another statement which aids further in clarifying the former statement? Yes, there is. Where? In Jeremiah 23:14. What does it say? It says simply, they walk in lies. Who is this they? Well, we know Jesus lied. Jesus was a liar. We know that Paul, we now know that Paul is a chronic liar. But the Christians, real-life Christians, walk in lies. Remember what I read at the beginning? The observation that one cannot preach or teach the Christian message concerning Jesus without lying? That's an impossibility. The Christian message is built on nothing but lies. The Christian message concerning Jesus, if not for the lies, there would be no Christian message concerning Jesus. Remember that? They walk in lies, Jeremiah says. The Christians walk in lies, as Jesus walked in lies, as Paul walked in lies. And there's another scripture that says, they shall now be found faulty. Jesus is found faulty. Paul is found faulty. The Christians are found faulty. The Christians walk in lies. That's very important to know. Are you a Christian? Is your mother a Christian? Your father, your brother, your mother, a sister that is? Do you know any Christians? They are walking in lies. They walk regarding the things which are not. Okay? They walk in lies. To walk by faith and not by sight, and to disregard the things that are and regard the things that are not, is to walk in lies. The Christians walk in lies. When you walk by faith, you walk in lies. And this faith is concerning, you know, I'm speaking about faith, this faith which concerns Jesus, who is called Christ. Okay. Christianity, right? The Christians. One should understand that he/she is expected to walk how? You are expected to walk by sight. I have spoken on these two, the things that are seen, the things that are not. The things that are seen are the facts as they are and as they appear at the source, which is, in this case, the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The things that are not seen, the things which do not appear, are lies. Like when Paul said Jesus was buried, that does not appear in the gospel. That's a lie. And that he rose. That does not appear in the gospel. Listen to this. Everything the authors want you to know about Jesus is put in the gospel. Everything. The gospel is the primary principal, chief source concerning the character Jesus. The gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Not Paul, not Peter, not John, but the gospel. That content, that smoking gun content, making up the books, the content of the books. Mark, Luke, and John. Have you believed the gospel? Not have you believed the Christian message concerning Jesus, because that's contrary to the gospel that is in the Bible, the AZB. Do you believe the gospel? The AZB says, repent and believe the gospel as it is found and shared in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that smoking gun, the gospel, also called the appearing of Jesus. That's where Jesus appears. That way, that's where you can go and see things concerning Jesus. It is also called, the gospel is also called the revelation of Jesus. It shows Jesus as he is the gospel scene, that of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and see Jesus as he is. There's a statement that says, that speaks to the matter in Isaiah 53. I'm trying to turn to it. Isaiah 53 says this. It says this about Jesus. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. I have shown you Jesus as he is in the gospel. I have shown you Jesus as he really is, the character Jesus really is. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. There is no righteousness. There is no reason. There is no legitimate reason that you should desire Jesus. A fictitious character, a sinful, unrighteous, unjust character, a deceiving character, a lying character. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Repent and believe the gospel as it is given at the gospel scene of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Your legal expectation is this. You are expected to walk by sight, not by faith. Walking by sight, seeing things as they are. Not lying. Walking by sight. Walking by faith. Telling lies. Making up things. Not good at all. To walk by faith is to see it.